Now, the Czech Union for Nature Conservation's local chapter in Vlašim, central Bohemia, this week released four species of bats that had wintered at its shelter over the last 4 months. The release of the animals nursed back to health or saved by the civic association has become a tradition at the park at the Chateau Vlašim. Petr Schwinger heads the Czech Union for Nature Conservation branch in the central Bohemian town. I spoke to him ahead of the release.
Yes, we can say that this is tradition because we have been doing it every year for 12 years. It's a very nice place and also ideal environment for bats in park in Vlašim.
What makes this park ideal for the animal? There are different kinds of parks. Some have grottos. There could be rocky outcrops. So what makes this park good for the release?
Because there is a lot of old trees with, cavities, holes and cracks, which is good for wintering, for hibernation. Mm-hmm. And also they use it for reproduction also. And they also can serve as great shelters, for safety.
Who turns out for the event? I'm imagining families, children, but maybe biologists as well or students of biology?
It's usually something between 30 and 50 people, all categories of people. Sometimes come even mayor of city of Vlašim and release the bat personally.
This is obviously a nocturnal animal. The release takes place on Thursday evening at around dusk. And I read that you're going to be actually releasing four different kinds of bats. So I wanted to ask you what species they are.
Yeah, we will release four species. First of them is called Nyctalus noctula, which is the biggest kind of bat living in Czech Republic. And another one is called Vespertilio murinus. It is smaller and silver color, and maybe we can say that he is more aggressive. And next two are very small kinds, just about 3 centimeters. And it's called Pipistrellus and Pipistrellus natusi. There is so many differences between this species. For example, they have different color, size, behavior, and so on. They can coexist and they are no aggressive, so it's no problem if we release them together in the same place.
Tell me, how long were the animals cared for at the station and how did they end up in your care?
We take care for them about 4 months.
So over the winter?
Yeah, all the winter, yeah.
During this period, are they hibernating or partly hibernating? Are they awake?
They were hibernate in special conditions, special room where we regulate humidity and temperature. We had to make good conditions for them, good environment for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were these bats that had been in some way injured?
They just all woke up too early because they were disturbed from sleep, or they could be confused because of global climate change. They just were confused and wake up too early. And when a bat wake up in winter, it can be too weak to rehibernate or sleep, fall in sleep again.
I see. So, and do people bring them in or do members of your team?
Yeah. Just some people found them and called to us and we take them to our station.
In the past, I remember experts discussed the problem of bats when they make industrial areas or residential areas, their home, construction sites, half-finished apartment blocks. Also, obviously, birds like the little owl, which was Bird of the Year this year, are threatened by what they describe as sort of man-made traps.
It's a problem. We deal with such cases quite often. It's because some animals move closer to humans because nature is declining. So this is very often problem what we have to settle.
Mm-hmm. One of the points that was made, for example, is that people often have garden colonies and some fencing, and that a lot of those tubes are hollow. So one thing that people can do is just to take a bottle and cut it and block the top of the pipe, so the animal, one way or another, doesn't end up getting stuck.
There are so many possibilities, so many ways how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite difficult, and we often give some advice to people which have some problem like that with bats.
As someone who works with the animals, I wanted to ask you if there are any things that still surprise you.
Yes, our work is very interesting. No day is the same. It's a very good feeling to let out an animal, and simply speaking, it's the outcome out of our work.
Sure.
So because we give the animals a second chance, so it's a good feeling doing this.
And when they come into your care, what is the trickiest thing about caring for them?
Sometimes it can be challenging mentally because so many animals dying under your hands, and you know, because they are often hurt very badly. And you have to also sacrifice your time for animals, especially caring for babies. It's very time-consuming work. Animals are amazing creatures and deserve our attention and also help. So it's nice work.
From the press release, you also point out that there are some people who have phobias about the animals, that dislike them. So I wanted to ask if you come into contact with people who don't like these animals and if you try to maybe change their mind.
Yes, for many people, it's a fascinating time and also only one opportunity how to meet with these mysterious animals. So that's why we do it.
Besides this release, is the station also open for other events to the public? Can children come and see bats on other occasions?
Oh, rescue station is not open for the public because most of animals need calm for healing,
right.
Of course. But we have another place called Parazoo, what is the exposition part of our rescue station or center, and it's public open. We plan many more such events because we want to connect people and nature again.